Welcome to Season 4 of the Gamers Change Lives podcast. Over the first three seasons of the Gamers Change Lives podcast, we've had the opportunity to speak with men and women around the world who are staking their claim in the esports industry. This season, the theme is going to be accelerating success and harnessing the power of esports incubators and accelerators. Tom and his team are going to highlight the crucial role that incubators and accelerators have on the esports industry and showcase the journeys of entrepreneurs who have leveraged these programs to propel their businesses forward. And now, here's your host, Tom Leonard.
I'm Tom Leonard. I'm the host of the Gamers Change Lives podcast, where we talk about how esports can create jobs anywhere in the world. Play games, create jobs, change lives. In season one, we talked about jobs. In season two, we called it Follow the Money. We talked about investment and sponsorship. In season three, we talked about business basics. And now in season four, we're expanding it and calling it Accelerating Esports Success, where we're talking to entrepreneurs around the world, talking about how different platforms, different accelerators, different venture builders, different incubators have helped them become better entrepreneurs. And we're talking to some esports people, but we're also talking to people who aren't esports people because an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. So the goal of the conversation is to provide inspiration to our listeners to seek tools, to seek training, to seek mentorship, to seek networking through platforms that are already established out there. So today, really glad to have Martin Ilong, who is the director at Mountain Hub, and a few other things that we're going to be talking about. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful being with you on Give Us Change Lives podcast.
So where are you speaking to us from?
I'm speaking to you from Yaoundé. Mountain Hub has two offices. The head office is in Boya, and the branch office is in Yaoundé. So I'm in Yaoundé at the moment. So I'm speaking to you from Yaoundé.
In Cameroon,
yeah,
right?
I'm in Cameroon.
Great, great. No, because we always get to do kind of a geography lesson here too. So yeah. So first question, are you a gamer?
Sure. I did play lots of games when I was growing up. But now I scarcely find time to do lots of gaming because of other things that are taking up my time. Yeah, but I do play.
So what kind of games did you play growing up?
I played motor games, you know, racing, Need for Speed. I played Super Mario. I played Street Fighters. But I pretty love board games like chess, like Monopoly. I still play those right up till now, and I still play chess a lot. I did play all those games. I played Ludo. So I like board games a lot. Yeah, so I continue playing. I'm still playing chess. Yeah, Scrabble.
That's good because so you're a little bit familiar with games. So and like I was saying earlier, we're talking this season more about entrepreneurship than about games or esports. So this is a good conversation to have. Okay. So let's start out with Mountain Hub. Can you talk a little bit about what Mountain Hub is?
Mountain Hub is a startup accelerator. Mountain Hub is many things, so to speak. It's a hub, as the name goes, that was created in 2021 to be able to provide support to the startup ecosystem in Cameroon. Predominantly at the time where it was founded in Boya. Yeah, so Mountain Hub is that kind of a support structure for startups especially, and of course we live in an ecosystem where we have SMEs and also provides support to SMEs, you know, especially in a country where we are yet to fully understand the difference between startups and SMEs. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, people look at those things as though they are interrelated, but they have some unique differences. Yeah, so Mountain Hub is a support structure. You know, it's a support structure that does that does ecosystem building. We run basically on three pillars. We do ecosystem building, we do capacity building, and we do venture building. So those are the three key things that Mountain Hub runs on. In this now, Mountain Hub is able to do startup germination, where we're able to birth ideas either internally or externally. You know, entrepreneurs can come with ideas, and we're able to birth this and see how this transforms into tangible products or services that can be incubated and scale. In that light, we do startup germination. Mountain Hub does startup incubation. Mountain Hub does startup mentorship. Mountain Hub does talent development, talent acceleration, investment readiness, and funding. You know, all of these things are the different things that Mountain Hub does.
So tell us about how it actually started. Whose idea was it, and how did you put together a team to get things off the ground?
Oh, Mountain Hub started with the founder, that's engineer Ayoketa. He was in the first batch of graduates in engineering when the program started at the University of Boya. You know, thereafter it came as a need in the fintech industry in Cameroon. At the time, fintech was just beginning to take root in the country, and the need to be able to solve issues of money issues, complex money issues in Cameroon, you know, and to be able to alleviate poverty amongst the masses, you know. So that's how Mountain Hub came about, you know, to be able to solve complex money problems in Africa, you know, through fintech, innovative solutions and ideas that can grow. Yeah, so Mountain Hub started with that. So the founder, engineer Ayoketa, at the time, Mountain Hub, before we had the name Mountain Hub, it was just we're working on a product, you know, a fintech product. That's a Boico. It started with Boico, but Boico is a fintech solution. Yeah, for early wage, you know, you can access early wage and other things. So that's how it started. So when Boico failed the first time before it was Pete Waters, he thought, okay, but why not? I think Boico requires so much to grow in its valiant theme, in its lots of other resources, but just building one single product, Boico, to be able to solve complex money problems in Cameroon and Africa could be challenging. So why don't we put together a team of interrelated startups and systems, processes that can be able to support one another, you know, support each other and grow solutions in the entire ecosystem. So that's how Mountain Hub came together. At the time, engineer Ayoketa, he got to a very close friend, you know, who joined the team at the time. That's engineer Francis Simon Balimber. Yeah, so we got to him, and the idea sprang up with others, you know, with other persons, Bemon, Amin Javasin, lots of others, you know. That's how Mountain Hub all came together in 2021. Yeah, so we all came into the picture to grow the vision as the years went by.
Where did the name Mountain Hub come from?
Mountain Hub, I wouldn't say cliche though, but at the time, Silicon Mountain is a name that is given to the tech community in much of Cameroon, which is based in Boya, at the foot of Mount Cameroon. You know, Cameroon happens to have the highest mountain in Western Central Africa. That's Mount Cameroon. Yeah, where the name Silicon Mountain was adopted. You know, like you have Silicon Valley in the US. So Silicon Mountain, being part of the ecosystem, when Mountain Hawk was born. So the name just felt ideal. Okay, we're at the foot of the mountain. We want to build an ecosystem that puts together these different tech communities, these different tech groupings in the country that are emanating from the tech heartbeat of the country. That's Boya. Okay, so what better name is there to have than we have a mountain? Okay, Mountain Hub. So we're just okay. There's a mountain, and we want to do a hub. So okay, Mountain Hub. That works. So the mountain did influence the name and the current tech culture at the time with the name Silicon Mountain.
I knew that there was a reason that it came from. And yeah, Silicon Mountain. That's an interesting name there. So how many people work at Mountain Hub?
Mountain Hub is the mother hub that has quite other startups as part of its support pillar. I think I didn't mention earlier from the adventure with Boico and what that proved and how best to be able to salvage that situation. So Mountain Hub itself right now at the moment constitutes of the business team. We call it the business team. You know, it's like the business team that drives the entire operations of the entire community around Mountain Hub. So Mountain Hub itself now operates as a business team. You know, as a business team that has other teams operating in different startups still part of Mountain Hub. Like we have the business team, for instance. We have the technical team, for instance. Yeah. So those two teams, basically. So Mountain Hub has on its own, like the business team, we have close to 11 employees. But now when you put Mountain Hub enlarged as a whole, employees go over to close to 35. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's a pretty good size there. And did you say that you operate out of two locations, two different cities?
Yeah. The headquarters is in Boya, where it started. The headquarters is in Boya, where it started. But we have a branch office here in Yaoundé, and another one coming up in Bamenda. Yeah, another one coming up in Bamenda. It's in the pipeline. Yeah. So, but basically, for the time being, for the years past since 2021, we're operating from two different cities in Boya and in Yaoundé.
Got it. When you talk about the people who come through the programs there, the participants, where do the participants come from? Where do they learn about Mountain Hub, and how do they apply to be part of the program?
Okay, I didn't get the last part of that question.
Yeah. For the participants, the people who are going through the program at Mountain Hub, the different programs, where do they come from? How do they find Mountain Hub?
Okay. Like I said, we have three key areas of intervention. That's ecosystem building, capacity building, and venture building. And these different facets attract three unique categories of persons, and some that are that will cut across all three. Who probably are going through all three stages, you know, with that. But some might just come at one particular stage. So to answer your question directly, different participants for different activities in Mountain Hub for different projects and all of that come from all around Cameroon, and that's especially when it's physical. And very much when it's virtual, you can have from different parts of Africa and other parts of the world. Let's be very specific now on Cameroon, for instance. Two key programs that we run. One is called Pitch Friday, and the other one is we do hackathons a lot. We do lots of hackathons. The Pitch Friday started in 2021, And so far, we've been able to have close to 157 editions, you know. And what's Pitch Friday? Every Friday, people come to pitch their solutions of every month, you know. Every one Friday of every month, people come to pitch their tech solutions, the entrepreneurial ideas and dreams, which could be in different stages. It could be an idea stage. It could be those seeking funding, those seeking mentorship. So it could be a different stage, those looking to scale their businesses and all of that. So people come from different parts of the country, different regions. Lots of people come from Douala. People come from Yaoundé. People, of course, they come from Boya a lot, you know, to be able to be part of it. Come from Bamenda. Yeah, so that's for Pitch Friday. Now, the hackathons, of course, people also come from across national territory. And the system of hackathons, which we've so much adopted over time, is always working with a minimum of 10 teams, you know, of at least 3 persons per teams, you know, in each of these teams that come to hack on possible solutions based on what the thematic area of focus is at the time. Talking about the hackathons, which we are doing right now, which is part of the Cameroon International Tech Summit, which we are organizing with a consortium. People come from the 10 regions of the country. Yeah, so it moves to different regions, and people in those regions are part of the hackathon. Yeah, so basically people come from different parts of the country to be participants. People can come from different parts of Africa to be judges, to be coaches, whether it's virtual or, you know, even from Europe. I think the one we had in Bamenda in January, we had mentors that zoomed in from the US and other places. Yeah.
And how often do you do the hackathons?
What's that? Hackathons?
Yeah, for the hackathons, do you do more than one a year? Do you do them every so often?
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a second flagship program that we run right now. Yeah, so right now we're doing one every month. That's lasting for 1 week. You know, that's lasting for 48 hours every month. Yeah, and we do others that internally generated.
Got it.
Part of the Cameroon International Tech Summit. But there are others that we do are on the sidelines, which are maybe other organizations need them, other institutions need them, and they want to seek our expertise to be able to help them put this together. Then we can also work on that.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a good format to be talking to people about. One of the things I meant to ask you earlier, when you mentioned SMEs versus startups, could you talk about the difference, the way you see SMEs and startups? What are the difference between the two?
SMEs and startups, logically, you know, it's a technical question. Logically, startups are small businesses. Startups are small businesses. They start small and they grow. If you look at it logically from that description. But now the distinction that we make between these two kinds of businesses or ventures, that the startups and pure SMEs, is that startups have the potential to scale. You know, we're looking at startups as things that are primarily founded on technological advancement. They should have a component of technology that can help them scale, as opposed to SMEs that would not necessarily need that component to be able to do business. For instance, WhatsApp startup, it doesn't need so many physical buildings in all around the world to be able to scale. You know, you don't need to come open a WhatsApp branch in Cameroon before people get to use WhatsApp and all of that, you know, and make effective use of the solution. No, we don't need that. But to be able to run an effective bakery you know, all around the world, whether it's McDonald's or it's a Jeffobi bakery, you would have to invest heavily on infrastructure in those different places to be able to build those things and make the business move there. But startups that leverage on technology do not really need this. You know, you can just leverage on people's phones and you get to scale your business all around the world, like WhatsApp and other applications are doing, other kinds of startups are doing. Yeah, so that's the kind of distinction that we want to make at that level. First, we're talking about the technological component for business to be able to scale, you know, especially without the presence of other physical infrastructure like you would need for SME. There are other factors, of course, that would
Got it. No, so it's good to hear other people's.
Yeah, there are different factors that would distinguish these two categories of entrepreneurial ventures. Of course, there are other things. You know, the raw material for businesses has changed, you know, with the advent of technology. Before, we knew that we need these basic things. We need land. We need capital. We need people, you know, to be able to run our businesses. But now other things have changed. Other things have added. Talking about startups now, it's changed. We leverage on different kinds of factors of production. We leverage on technology. We leverage on people, but in a different way, not in the formal sense. We leverage on data, you know, data to be able to scale big data and all of that. Yeah.
So the participants that come through, and one of the things I like hearing you describe is there are multiple programs that Mountain Hub offers out there. Could you describe some of the business skills that founders, that entrepreneurs need and that Mountain Hub provides? Because they might know the technology side of it, but they may not know how to do accounting. So are there business skills that they can acquire in going through your programs?
I'm hoping that I got you clearly on the question. There are skills that entrepreneurs would need to be able to effectively build their businesses. One of the problems which we've so often encountered is that we could have our engineers who have beautiful ideas and projects that they think that they want to implement, but they have the technical skill, but they lack the business knowledge. They lack the business skills. Yeah. That's why in one of the things about startups is we look at a team. What is the composition of the team? The composition of the team is very, very important for even investors to be able to invest in that kind of business. You know, investors who operate in the startup sector do not just look at the beautiful ideas that people have. Some will even look at the idea and think that it's not good, but if it has if it's composed of a team that can withstand the startup climate, then they're gonna invest in that. So the team, the composition of the team is very, very crucial. So we have the tech guy who probably has an idea of a product or a service that they want to build, but they don't have the business skills. So it's important that they get a business guy in the team. So at Mountain Hub, it's structured. Of course, I told you we have a business team. We have a technical team. We have the engineers and all those guys who are building products, you know. Then we have a business team that's made up of business guys with business knowledge, with research knowledge. We have a finance department. We have communications and marketing, you know. We have business development experts and all of that. So when people come with their ideas, we're able to put them through these different processes, these different key requirements to be able to build a business. You know, it's true that you have an idea, you're a tech guy, you can build a product, but if you do not have the business competence, then you need to get someone with business competence to be, for instance, your co-founder, to be able to run with you in building that, uh, that company or that startup. Yeah, so we offer services. We offer different services in that light. You know, there is business development service that we offer for startups and companies that do not have that competence. Of course, that department can always train, you know, always train and, you know, share resources and be able to build capacity in that area for entrepreneurs who need that to be able to build their businesses.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. So when you, let's say people who come to your Pitch Fridays or anyone else that wants to be involved with Mountain Hub, with their startup, for example, what kind of advice would you give to them to make it more likely that you're going to select them to work with them in the future?
So like I said, Pitch Friday is people come there to pitch different things. So when our entrepreneur is pitching, for instance, we look at what are they pitching for? Are they pitching to have idea validation? Are they pitching to have investment? Or when we look at it, are they pitching, but they probably lack mentorship, coaching? Do they need business development support? Now we're able to identify this. These different things and see exactly where the entrepreneur and the business is at the moment, and we're able to offer this advice to say, okay, we think that you need it, but idea validation, and so we think that this idea is good and it could be developed further, and we'll take you through the process. And when we see that this idea is valuable, and it could be transformed into a workable business through different processes, and of course, if someone was winning the cash, that's fine. But now we can offer you an advice. Okay, this is what your business is at this moment. What do you need? Do you think that you would like to have a team that will be able to assist you to build this thing in this way, looking at the gap that you want to fill and what you need to be able to fill this gap? And if the entrepreneur says, okay, I think that I need the support and I think I have the time to be able to work in it with a group of other people, then we'll say, okay, good. We at Mountain Hub we run a venture studio. Okay, so If you're willing, then okay, come into the venture studio and you'll be able to have so much support that you need, of course, at the time for free, of course, you know, in exchange for other things. It all depends on what the business is and where it's going to and what the idea is and how much work has to be put into it. Yeah.
One of the things that when we're talking to different people, one of the things that we hear over and over again is that people want to invest in founders more than anything else. So it's the people who are doing the pitching are probably more important, just like you described, more important than the idea that they have out there. So what is your role at Mountain Hub?
Sorry, I didn't get that. I didn't get that, Tom.
No, so what is your job? What is your role at Mountain Hub? What do you do there?
What do we do at Mountain Hub to be able to?
What do you do? What is your job?
I'm still trying.
Am I breaking up there?
Yeah, I'm connecting the question because you started by saying, okay, people want to invest in, yeah. Investors want to invest in founders more than they probably want to invest in the ideas. Okay. What do we do? I lost you there.
So what is it? What's your job at Mountain Hub?
I don't know. Maybe you might want to type that. I still couldn't get you clearly.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. We will figure this out here. So if you can see chat.
Okay. Okay. What is my job?
Did that go through?
That's specific to me or Mountain Hub's job in the process of identifying.
Yes.
What is my job? In particular,
what do you do there?
Okay, that particular to me. Okay, I'm the director of research and development. I'm the director of research and development. Of course, as it goes, I'm focused on two things, basically, besides other things, but core. I look at research and look at how the company and all every other thing advances development. Development, it is broad. It looks at partnerships. It looks at so many different things, both internally and externally. Yeah, yeah. So in research, research too is broad. Is it internal research? Is it external research? Is it research that looks at grants? Is it research that looks at developing policy strategy? So research is broad. Yeah, you know, and this forms the core of progress within any society and any institution, research and development. Yeah, so one of the other things which I look at is M&E, monitoring and evaluation. You know, how are we faring at every different stage of Mountain Hawk life cycle? You know, before, during, and after, whether it's project based or it's as a collective structure. You know, M&E through every stage, everything. You know, if we have, for instance, we have three core programs: ecosystem building, capacity building, venture building. Each of these has its own specific needs when it comes to research and development, when it comes to monitoring and evaluation. You know, so individually look at all of these things, and collectively how all of these things faring for the good of Martin Harbin's partners and the future. Yeah. One of the support structures, you know, earlier on I mentioned support structures that hold up Mountain Hop as a whole, because Mountain Hop is an association. Yeah. So one of the support structures that holds Mountain Hop together when it comes to investing in startups, like you've asked there, either what we call the Mountain Angel Network, MAN. So Mountain Hub has an angel investment network, so which is called Mountain Angel Network. So Mountain Angel Network is the main official sponsor of Pitch Friday. Yeah. So through Mountain Angel Network, startups get to benefit from angel investment. Yeah. So Mountain Hub does invest in startups.
Great. No, that, because that's the super important for people to be able to get to have sources of the financing. Okay. There. You've talked a little bit about venture building, and that's a term that we've come across once in a while. Could you describe what a venture builder is, or what venture building is?
Okay. Venture building is very much at the it very much constitutes I don't want to say the end stages of building the business, because I don't want to look at it as just when VCs are coming into the picture. Okay, so venture building is the entire process that is required to build a startup from ideation to when it's scaling. You know, when it's scaling. So, you know, in the venture building, we have idea validation, of course. We move up to probably incubation. We have to incubate it. We go to now, when it's been incubated, we go to our acceleration, you know, and when it's investment ready, you know, goes through the process of investment readiness to be able to build the capacity for investment readiness, and you know, at the end, maybe it decides how it wants to exit. What's the exit plan? You know, and all of that. So all of these put together, that process is venture building. It's venture building.
Got it. It seems to be a term that we hear more from people from Africa than in other places. So it's always interesting to hear what other people how other people define different terms out there. So. Yeah, we're running to the end of our session here. Where can people find you online to learn more about what it is that you're doing?
Oh, online. We're in all the social media platforms. Let me not say all. We're on the major social media platforms, especially those that have a great foothold in Africa, in Cameroon. Online, on the website, there's a website, which is mountainhop.africa, www.mountainhop.africa. That's the website. We're on Facebook, Mountain Hop. You can find us there, Mountain Hop. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitter, Mountain Hop. I think Twitter has a double B at the end, double B's on the hop. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, Mountain Hop. We're on LinkedIn, Mountain Hop. Yeah, so you can find us across the various platforms, Mountain Hop. Yeah, you'll be able to see there, and you'll be able to see the logo. The logo, you'll see some three stripes there. I think the primary colors are purple and orange. Yeah, yeah. So we're on these different platforms. Yeah, we're on TikTok, but.
Great. We'll put some links. So you are on TikTok.
Yeah, Mountain Hop Rocket. Mountain Hop Rocket. On Twitter, we have two accounts.
Great. No, we'll put some links.
What that?
No, go ahead.
I didn't get you.
No, you're saying Twitter, you have two accounts?
Yeah, Mountain the very official one, and the other one, which is the fun account, Mountain Hop Rocket. That's M Hop Rocket. It's not spelled in full. It's M Hop. M-H-U-B.
Got it. Great. We'll put some links with the episode when it comes out here so that people can find it, because it's really been good to hear more about what Mountain Hop does, because the other thing that we learn is that there are people everywhere in the world who are doing things to support entrepreneurs. And we always like talking about different programs that are out there, because someone might be interested in Mountain Hop, but maybe they're not in your area. It gives them the idea that, oh, maybe there's something in where I live. And so to go out and do some research there. Okay. So, hey, I really appreciate your time here talking to us on the podcast. So thanks, Martin.
Long shooter, but I'll just assume that I understood what you said.
Yeah, we appreciate your time.
Okay. Same here. I think it's been a wonderful time of exchange and discussion with you, Tom, and the team. It was nice getting to speak on Gamers Change Lives season 3 podcast series. I think we really do at Mountain Hop, we really do appreciate this opportunity to be able to share what we do with the rest of the world. Thank you very much.
Great. So this is the Gamers Change Lives podcast. What we always ask everyone who's listening to go out there, subscribe to us on podcasting platforms, but also follow us and engage with us on social media. We may not be the biggest podcast out there, but we have a really good community of entrepreneurs from really all over the world. So again, this is the Gamers Change Lives podcast. Play games, create jobs, change lives. Thanks for listening.
You've just heard the Gamers Change Lives podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment and leave a review. And if you haven't subscribed, do so right now so that you can stay up to date with episodes as soon as they're uploaded, and so you can hit the ground running on changing your esports adventure forever. You can also visit us at GamersChangeLivesPodcast.com. Play games, create jobs, change lives. Thanks for listening.